Wall Street had its worst day since early September. Why? Think COVID-19. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 26th of October. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Speaking about the pandemic, more parents are today worried about retiring broke. Hey, if you're looking for a job, what benefits might you want to ask for? Creative ways movie theater owners are using their space. As we get closer to the holiday shopping season, what changes do the experts predict? We have a list. We've also got a list on how holiday shopping may change. We've got the Wall Street Report, COVID-19 fatigue is real, and in our continuing look at entrepreneurs who have launched during the pandemic, you'll meet Alec Davis of Doco Pizza. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Glad that you're with us again today. And yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Rising cases of COVID-19 in the United States, plus the fact that the White House chief of staff yesterday said the U.S. would not be able to contain the virus, plus the fact that there is near a zero chance of any further fiscal relief coming from Congress. All of that was enough to sink the markets, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. A new study out from E-Trade Financial, which was just acquired by Morgan Stanley in a $13 billion deal, has revealed that more parents than ever are worried about retirement. Up to 46% of parents also said childcare is a major concern, which is, by the way, 6% higher than before the pandemic. So what's going on? Well, according to the study, these parents are about 1.4 times more likely to withdraw early from their retirement accounts than the general population. Those are parents with kids in school right now. Only 65% reported feeling prepared to retire. Meanwhile, educational costs are among the top reasons that parents are dipping into retirement savings early. Add to that child care expenses, it is a major problem out there. And the pandemic is making everything worse. But you already knew that. Well, you know, millions of people are looking for work. Those that are fortunate enough to land an interview may want to consider asking for one or several of these non-traditional perks. The story comes from Money. How about emotional and mental health benefits? Who couldn't use that, right? If you convince your employer to offer enhanced mental and emotional health programs like yoga and meditation sessions, those programs can relieve stress and promote a sense of well-being. How about tuition assistance? According to a LinkedIn 2019 workplace learning report, 94% of employees said that they would stay at a company longer if the company invested in their learning and development. So that's a big win for you and your employer. They invest in you, and you reciprocate by being loyal. How about free meals and snacks? No, really. If you're going to the office, it can still be a drain on your wallet to eat out every day. But it can also be a real drag to pack your lunch every day to save money. So a workplace that offers free meals and snacks can eliminate both of those issues and improve your morale. How about a health and fitness stipend? Why not, right? It can pay for a membership or workout equipment. And there's paid time off for volunteer work. Volunteering can reduce stress and anxiety, say the experts. It can also make you feel fulfilled. You can also use volunteer opportunities as a way to build on your skills that you already use in the workplace, which can ultimately make you a more confident and knowledgeable worker. How about on-site childcare? You know, things may be working a little differently now due to the pandemic, but if you're a parent who struggles with finding quality, affordable childcare, that's in a convenient location, that is, consider appealing to your employer. It's a benefit that can also boost productivity. Movie theater chains are generating less than a quarter of their revenue than they did a year ago. And many theater owners are just trying to keep their doors open long enough for new movies to arrive. So what are creative owners doing? How about reimagining their space? Operators are hosting trivia nights, renting out theaters to colleges, and even creating branded popcorn for grocery stores. National Amusements, which owns the Showcase Cinemas circuit, is working with local libraries to show films that are based on books and with museums to play documentaries that are tied to exhibits. And because revenue is down so much, many theater operators have worked out a deal with their landlords to pay a percentage of what they're making rather than the usual monthly rent. We're just about to enter the holiday shopping season, and experts tell us lots more is going to change. Outside of consumers already changing their spending habits, there's more in the offing. Everything from what people are buying to how they buy it to who they're buying it from could all be different as the U.S. shifts to accommodate the holidays in a pandemic. For example, Big Four accounting firm Deloitte is predicting that online holiday sales will increase between 25 to 35% from November through January. Also, they say there's going to be fewer last-minute shoppers. That tradition of Christmas Eve shopping for some will probably see a decrease in popularity this year. Shipping takes time, and nobody wants to risk their gift arriving after the holiday season is over. There's also tighter budgets for holiday spending. For the tens of millions of Americans affected by layoffs this year, the concern probably lies more in rent or mortgage than in holiday shopping. Yet, others that have maybe canceled vacations and multi-day concert festivals are likely feeling the itch to spend. The experts also predict less focus on Black Friday, with retailers like Home Depot, Target, and Macy's all planning on extending their Black Friday sales. It's likely that consumer focus will shift from one singular day to the two-month period between November and January as a whole. And finally, some worries for small business owners. Like a person living from paycheck to paycheck, small businesses were the most vulnerable when the recession hit in mid-March. And according to Yelp's latest economic impact report, more than 163,000 of them have closed their doors. And what's worse, 60% of those businesses are never coming back. It is sobering. Finally, gifts could even look a bit different. Some popular items during the pandemic have included houseplants, home exercise equipment, and video games. National retailer L.L. Bean has also reported an early demand for snowshoes and sleds, just as bicycle and boat sales spiked in the summer. Changes, yes, they are coming. Speaking of change, it was a rough day on Wall Street as the Dow fell by over 650 points to end the session at 27,685. It was the worst one-day loss since early September. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq slid 189 points to close at 11,358, and the S&P 500 fell by 64 points to 3,400 even. Like I said in the open, soaring COVID-19 cases mixed with the reality there will not be any stimulus money in the pipeline fell today like a ton of bricks. And the pandemic is not only escalating here in the United States, but Russia and France also set daily records for new infections. And finally, there is this, and it is connected. As governments on both sides of the Atlantic ramp up restrictions again in the face of a resurgence in new COVID cases, they are being met with something called pandemic fatigue. The public is tired. Healthcare and other frontline workers, as well as families, are struggling to respond this time around. Gallup polls show an increase in the number of people who say they wear masks in public. The proportion of those, however, avoiding gatherings with family and friends is diminishing along with those who continue to wear masks at such gatherings. Science says all of this will result in one thing, a continued increase in infections. Meanwhile, some entrepreneurs are taking this time to launch their new businesses. Today, in our continuing series of startups that are happening during the pandemic, we've got a hyper-local story about a group of guys that just launched Doco Pizza. Hey, it's pizza. What could go wrong, right? Coming up, you'll meet Alec Davis.